Welcome to the Creating Calmness Podcast. I'm your host, Kendra Kessel, and I'm a wellness and relaxation specialist with over 2 decades of experience helping people reduce stress, relax, and improve their overall health and well-being. Today, we have a special episode in store for you. So whether you're tuning in while you're on the go about your day or unwinding before bed, settle in, grab your favorite beverage, and let's chat about helpful strategies to make your life less stressful and more fulfilling. Several months ago, I launched this podcast reading relaxing stories that I'd written. And I just have to say, from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful for you, the outpouring of downloads and emails from listeners who've enjoyed them has just, it's been beyond words. I really don't have words for it because it's awesome. And I'm so glad you're loving the stories. I have also been receiving dozens of requests over the past few months that I share some helpful knowledge with you on ways to reduce stress, anxiety, and burnout. So today I'm switching gears a bit, and instead of reading you a story, today's episode tackles the topic of self-care for stress and if it's all hype or if it really does work. We'll also be diving into a listener's question and offering valuable insights that you will not want to miss. And to end the show, I'm going to guide you through a relaxation reset to leave you feeling calmer and more relaxed. Before we begin, be sure to connect with me on my website, kendrakessel.com, and follow me on social media under Kendra Kessel. All links are in the show notes, so you can find everything you need there. And hey, if you write a kind podcast review, snap a picture once it posts and email or message it to me, and you will be entered in our monthly prize giveaway. It's a win-win for everyone. Now, on to our topic of the day. Erin sent me a message recently, and after reading it, I felt so compelled to do a podcast episode about it. Here is her message. Hey, Kendra. Sorry for the random message, but I've been following you on Instagram for a while. I love your stuff. So, I'm kind of stuck with something and need your opinion. My coworkers keep talking about self-care. Being a working mom with 3 kids is insane. I can barely keep the house in order, let alone the regular day-to-day stuff, because I'm always out of time. I know I should be squeezing in some self-care stuff to keep sane, but I just can't find the time. I'm stressed out and I don't know what to do. I mean, is self-care really that important, or is it all just a buzz? Please respond back if you have time. Thank you, Erin. Erin, I feel your pain so deeply, and I think so many women and men feel just like you're feeling. I've been there and kind of still am, doing the juggling of being a parent, having work obligations at home and outside the home, and the list goes on and on and on. And one of the big buzzwords out there these days is self-care. It's everywhere, especially on social media. And if you're like most people, when you hear that word, you immediately start thinking about long bubble baths, trips to the spa, and luxurious things like that. Social media almost lies to us, having us think that self-care is hashtag self-care, sailing on yachts, wearing fancy face masks, getting all glammed up, ordering room service at a nice hotel, and you get the point. Well, let's debunk a myth. Self-care isn't just about fancy spa days or massages, although those can be really wonderful, and I could really use both of those right now. But it's rather about taking intentional steps to nurture your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. We live in a pressure cooker. Stress statistics are absolutely alarming right now, with over 1/3 of the population feeling so overwhelmed that they struggle to simply function. This is a major health concern, and it really impacts everyone, directly or indirectly. The modern world is throwing stressors at us from every angle. We have work deadlines, family obligations, financial strains, and the list goes on. And in the midst of all this chaos, self-care usually and often gets pushed to the wayside. But here is some good news. Self-care is a commitment. It's not a luxury. It's about making choices that nourish and elevate you. And contrary to popular belief and social media, self-care is not a luxury just reserved for the privileged few with ample leisure time and money, but rather it's a fundamental aspect of self-preservation and resilience in the face of life's challenges. And even the busiest parents can incorporate self-care into their daily lives. We'll explore later on in this episode simple strategies that you can implement right away. The truth about self-care is that it's simply, at its core, a holistic approach to wellness. It encompasses a wide range of activities and behaviors that support our overall health and happiness. When we talk about self-care, we're not just referring to fleeting moments of relaxation or pleasure. While those, they certainly have their place, true self-care delves deeper into various facets of our lives, each playing a crucial role in our well-being. And here's a little side note. If you do not like using the words self-care, for whatever reason, maybe the term just doesn't resonate with you or it makes you feel guilty, it doesn't matter. You can always call it wellness care or create your own word. The name you use doesn't matter. The intention does. So back to what I was saying. There are 8 main areas of self-care. And I'm going to briefly touch upon each one of them and give you some insight to make your life easier and better. Physical self-care is the first one, and it's perhaps the most tangible and easily recognizable form of self-care. And physical self-care includes basic activities like regular exercise, nutritious eating habits, getting adequate sleep, and preventative health care and routine checkups to catch any potential health issues. Physical self-care is about treating our bodies with respect and care and focusing on feeling strong and energized and healthy. Physical self-care is not about attaining a certain body image or conforming to social standards of beauty. That kind of stuff will stress you out. But physical self-care is about feeling strong and energized and healthy from the inside out. The second one is emotional self-care. And emotional self-care is crucial in today's fast-paced, crazy world where stress, anxiety, and overwhelm are just prevalent everywhere. And emotional self-care involves acknowledging and processing our feelings, practicing self-compassion, and this can be journaling to express emotions, mindfulness or meditation prayer practices, or talking to a therapist or a trusted friend. Embracing emotional self-care means recognizing, processing, and expressing our feelings in healthy ways. And one such way is using creative outlets like art, writing, or music as therapeutic ways to help us express ourselves and to deal with trauma and pain. Setting boundaries in relationships is also a critical element in protecting our emotional well-being. And we are on to the third one, which is mental self-care. And it's similar to emotional self-care, but mental self-care focuses on stimulating our intellect, learning new, exciting things, and engaging in activities that challenge us and inspire us. Mental self-care is about maintaining mental agility and fostering a positive mindset and peaceful and content emotional state. This includes engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation, such as reading, listening to music, or spending time in nature. It's also important to challenge yourself intellectually, whether it's learning new skills or solving puzzles, to keep your mind sharp and engaged. And now we're on to number 4, social self-care. And this is about building and maintaining healthy relationships, because this is a key aspect of social self-care. And this involves spending quality time with loved ones, expressing your thoughts and feelings openly and honestly, and actively listening and supporting others. It also means setting boundaries to protect your energy and prioritizing relationships that bring positivity and joy into your life. Our connections with others and our sense of belonging are vital aspects of self-care. Social self-care involves nurturing healthy relationships and being around people who uplift us and support us. It's about quality over quantity. And I have to just say, this is such a huge, huge thing. There's a loneliness epidemic out there right now. And people, even though we have millions of social media fans and followers and acquaintances, we're just struggling so much with feeling unseen and unheard and like nobody truly knows us. So creating social self-care habits where we engage with real life people, friends, and we nurture those relationships is just invaluable. I just had to add that. And now we're on to number 5, spiritual self-care. Spiritual self-care revolves around finding your meaning and purpose in life, as well as strengthening your personal relationship with God or whatever your belief is. And this can come through practices like prayer, meditation, spending time in nature, or engaging in activities that align with your values and your beliefs. When you do spiritual self-care and things that revolve around finding your meaning and purpose in life, you find so much more inner peace and gratitude. Now we're on to number 6, professional and financial self-care. So self-care extends far beyond the personal realms into our professional and financial lives. I promise this is not going to be that boring. I'm going to zip through this one, but it is very important. What this area of self-care is all about is finding balance and setting realistic goals and knowing when to prioritize our well-being over work or financial pressures. And this might involve time management strategies, seeking professional development opportunities, or taking steps to improve our financial literacy and stability. Managing your finances responsibly is a hugely important form of self-care that reduces stress and promotes financial stability. That's the best. This includes creating a budget that aligns with your financial goals, saving and investing for the future, and being mindful of your spending habits. Seeking financial advice or education when needed can help you make informed decisions and feel more in control of your financial well-being. We have 2 left. You guys are doing awesome. And I know this is a lot of information, but it's so valuable once you know all 8 areas. Number 7 is environmental self-care. And this is all about creating a healthy and supportive environment for overall well-being. This includes decluttering and organizing your living and workspaces, which reduces stress and promotes productivity. And this also includes spending time outdoors in nature and being out of the house, which has a positive impact on your mental and your emotional health. Additionally, being mindful of your environmental footprint, doing things that contribute to a healthier planet and a healthier you are all part of environmental self-care. And number 8, intellectual self-care. This is the last one. Intellectual self-care involves feeding your curiosity and continuously learning and growing. And this can include reading books or articles on various topics, listening to podcasts like this one, attending workshops or lectures, or engaging in stimulating conversations with others. Challenging yourself intellectually keeps your mind active and it fosters a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. These 8 areas of self-care form the foundation of a well-lived life. When we invest in ourselves through self-care, we're not being selfish, so get that out of your mind. We're building resilience and creativity and overall well-being. Remember that whole saying, put your oxygen mask on first before putting it on someone else when that's in the airplane. It's basically the same with self-care. When you're doing the self-care, that's your oxygen mask, and you're ensuring you have the physical, emotional, and mental resources to fully embrace your roles as a partner, as a parent, a professional, and a contributing member of your community. I want you to really listen to my words. Self-care isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. Let me repeat that. Self-care isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. By proactively recharging and rejuvenating, we combat burnout and chronic stress. I want you to imagine the difference for a second. Imagine a depleted, stressed out version of yourself. And now think about a different version of yourself, a present, engaged, and effective person in all aspects of life. You see the difference? So ditch the guilt. Self-care is a gift to yourself and those around you. So if you're saying to yourself, I don't have time or I feel guilty, those are the common reasons people avoid self-care. And here's the truth. A chronically stressed out, overwhelmed, burnt out person can't truly be present for anyone. You're depleted and you're stuck in the fight or flight mode, and self-care is the key that unlocks you from that state. I have a question for you. Are you a busy person? If you are, which I'm pretty sure 99.9% of you are busy people, I have some great news for you. You don't need to do a complete life overhaul. Start small and build self-care habits one day at a time across these 8 areas. For example, today, you can consciously decide to eat a healthy dinner, take a short, refreshing walk outdoors during your break, and transform your morning shower into a mini spa-like experience with a eucalyptus shower steamer, some calming music, and while showering in your peaceful environment, taking those 5 minutes to reflect upon the things you're grateful for. Those are just 3 examples you can implement today. Keep it simple and practical. These small self-care actions accumulate, and soon you'll start noticing a positive ripple effect throughout every area of your life, and your stress levels will reduce significantly. After this episode, I want you to write down things you can start doing today to add self-care into your daily life. Self-care, or whatever term you want to call it, is a beautiful act of love and respect. It's your declaration that your well-being matters, that you deserve to thrive, not just survive. Remember that. Thrive, not survive. We weren't meant to just get by. So let's redefine self-care as the lifelong commitment to building a life filled with joy, purpose, good health, and the energy to make a positive impact. Before I end this episode, I'm going to leave you with a short relaxation reset to help bring you to a relaxed state and leave you feeling calmer. I want you to close your eyes unless you're driving. And if you're walking, cleaning, or doing some task, just stop what you're doing for the next 2 minutes. With your eyes closed, I want you to take deep breaths in and out through your nose. Exhale as long as you can before taking the next breath in. With each exhale, notice your body getting more and more relaxed, your tense muscles unwinding. Now, imagine a gentle green light surrounding you, representing your physical well-being. Breathe deeply and visualize this light filling you with vitality. As it enters your body, visualize your aches and pains flowing out of you into the air, far, far away with every exhale. Imagine your muscles getting stronger and your bones getting stronger. Imagine your organs functioning optimally. Imagine your skin hydrated and glowing. Your energy levels are soaring, and you feel young and vibrant. With the green light still flowing inside you, I want you to imagine a purple light glowing around you, representing your mental and emotional well-being. Inhale deeply and allow the purple light to enter your entire mind. Imagine creativity entering your mind. Imagine your non-stop thoughts being replaced with focus and clarity. All your worries have vanished away, and they have been replaced with safety and contentment. Now, imagine these green and purple lights swirling together, harmonizing within your mind and body. You are glowing and feeling lighter, healthier, and at complete ease. Feel the strength and calmness radiating through your entire being. With each breath, you become more centered, and with each breath, you become deeply at peace. Carry this sensation of peace with you throughout the rest of your day and as you drift off to sleep. Thank you again for joining me on Creating Calmness with Kendra Kessel. I hope you found this episode helpful. Have a wonderful day, and I can't wait to connect with you again soon.